For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor angels, nor things present, things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Beloved, God loves us.
Amen.
He is devoted to us, and He wants now to delight in us, but we have to bring our bodies here. God, have it. Be happy with me. Be happy in me. Let's rejoice together. You delighted in me, and I delighted in you. You have given in devotion Christ for me. I want to give in devotion myself to you. You are worthy. God is worthy of our trust. He's worthy of our confidence. He's worthy, too, of our love. Worthy of our devotion. Worthy of our bodies. That's why God told Abraham, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. God grant that none of us will be holding back from God this morning. Let's examine ourselves. Have we been holding back from God? But let us not think that though there is a one-time initial presentation that is going to be the static. Verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every day, every hour. Come back to this point where you say, oh God, thank you for making me special. And oh God, I want you to know assured that I'm still yours. Always yours. I want to make you happy, God. Because some glorious day, the language of Jude is going to come true. Now unto Him that is able to keep us from stumbling and falling, and to present us faultless. What a delight that's going to be. He is waiting for the moment of supreme delight. But in the meantime, let's delight His heart. Because He's going to finish the work. Present us to Himself with exceeding joy. What delight. God is going to be happy. God is going to be happy someday when He look at you. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power. Beloved, look, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. May God help us, that every one of us who have this hope in Him, purify ourselves, even as He is pure. Let's freshen up our minds and say to God, oh God, I want to make you happy today. I am truly devoted to you. You are all, my all and in all. I'm not holding out anything on you, God. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him, I freely give. May this be the expressions of our hearts as we build this final altar of devotion and delight for the glory and the delight of God the Father and God the Son. For His name's sake.
Amen.